When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from our archives. You know, I never thought that much about that intro line that I just said, that I say something to the extent of at the beginning of every episode. I inherited the line from one of our former hosts, and I just sort of went with it. But this episode made me feel a number of ways about it. The question of the day is, how can talking about yourself in the third person make you feel better?
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In pop culture parlance, it's known as the Jimmy, the odd conversational quirk of referring to yourself in the third person, named after the Seinfeld character who bragged about his basketball skills as if he was his own biggest fan.
Jimmy's ready. Jimmy's got some new moves.
Okay.
Check Jimmy out.
Professional sports and politics are full of real-life Jimmies, outsized personalities with the off-putting habit of talking about themselves by name. Senator Bob Dole was mocked relentlessly on Saturday Night Live for his Bob Dole-isms. LeBron James, defending his controversial move from his hometown of Cleveland to the Miami Heat, famously said, "I wanted to do what was best for LeBron James, to make him happy." The real term for talking about yourself in the third person is illyism, and every armchair psychologist has a theory for why certain celebrities are rabid illyists. The easiest explanation is ego. Essentially, their ego gets so big and inflated that it takes on a life of its own. Same for narcissism. These folks love themselves so much that they need to address the object of their affection by name. But the truth is that no substantial research has been done on the question of why some A-list athletes, actors, and politicians can't keep their own name out of their mouth. Interestingly, though, there is convincing evidence that regular folks like you and me can actually boost our self-confidence through the simple trick of thinking of ourselves in the third person. Ethan Cross is a psychology professor at the University of Michigan, where he runs the Emotion and Self-Control Laboratory. Cross studies the ways in which people regulate their emotions, including the handy trick of psychological distancing, taking a step back from intense anger or pain to think about the situation as an objective outsider. Cross said, "What we've learned is that language provides people with a tool to distance themselves psychologically, including language that many people use spontaneously without even thinking about it. It turns out that all of us, not just celebrities, engage in what Cross calls third-person self-talk when we need a little emotional or psychological boost. Maybe it happens at the gym when we feel like quitting with 5 minutes left on the elliptical. Come on, Lauren, push through. Or when we're trying to work up the nerve to ask our boss for a raise. You deserve this, Lauren. And as weird as that just felt, it works. In his lab, Cross ran experiments comparing the performance of two groups in a stressful situation. One group that was prompted to psych itself up with I statements, and a second group that used you statements and their own name. When the participants were asked to give an extemporaneous speech in public, a true stress bomb, the Jimmy group came in with a healthier attitude, performed better, and was less critical of itself afterward. In a later study, Cross took fMRI brain scans of people engaged in first-person versus third-person self-talk. The scans revealed that I-centered thinking triggers the areas of the brain associated with negative self-referential processes, while Jimmy-style thinking does not. In addition, the third-person self-talk appears to bypass the cognitive or effortful parts of the brain. In other words, the positive effect is automatic. Cross recommends that everyone give it a try the next time they're stressed or emotionally wrought. He said, compared to other emotional regulation strategies, third-person self-talk might be a little bit easier for people to implement. The costs are minimal and the potential upshot is valuable. Does this mean that all the LeBrons, Jimmys, and Trumps of the world are talking about themselves in the third person because they're trying to establish psychological distance from stressful situations? Oh, maybe, says Cross, but it's not something that he or anyone else has studied. Interestingly, in the famous clip of LeBron James defending LeBron James, he also tells the interviewer, "What I didn't want to do was make an emotional decision." Maybe for James, the best way to distance himself emotionally and make an objective decision was to, as he put it, do what's best for LeBron James, not necessarily himself. One important difference between the lab experiments and examples of celebrity self-name-dropping is that the participants in Cross's study never spoke out loud. All of the self-talk was internal or written out on paper. So there's still a possibility that when it comes to celebrity self-talkers, that first theory we mentioned still applies. However, we'll leave you with an interesting case study. Soccer legend Pelé was a world-class Jimmy, but for an interesting reason. Born Edson Arantes, Pelé the person didn't identify with the global superstar that had crowds chanting his name. He told The Guardian, "Edson is the person who has the feelings, who has the family, who works hard, and Pelé is the idol. Pelé doesn't die. Pelé will never die. Pelé is going to go on forever." Today's episode is based on the article, "The Benefits of Talking About Yourself in the Third Person," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.